Okay guys, so ibig sabihin nito, nandiyan pala kayo. Okay, welcome ulit dito sa aming second professional podcast that's also a video. Ako si Red, and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Casey from Pink Watch, and also an FF member.
John De Vera from AI, also an FF member.
Bea Torre, also an FF member.
Okay, daming members na
ngayon. Jamie from FFPPD. So yeah, obviously I'm from FF.
Okay, so ang common of course sa mga kasama natin ngayon ay part sila ng LGBT advocacy group ng FF and ng kanilang mga organizations that's also pro-LGBT because this week is UP Pride Week!
Yay!
Okay, so ang topics natin ngayon na pag-uusapan is how do straight supporters like me and Kenneth and Frank show their support for yung mga friends natin sa LGBT community. So, paano kami makakapagpakita ng support? Let's start with, let's go this way.
For me, ang pinaka-important to any cause is your presence. So, for things like these, this week, magkakaroon ng Pride March this Thursday sa UP. So, ayun, by being there, straight supporters already show their support. Why you need to look at the camera?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. Number one is the presence.
And then, presence.
I guess, being an advocate then, every time na when talking to their friends or whoever, parang people who have certain misunderstandings about LGBTs na, and you know more about them, parang you could educate them. For breaking misconceptions like all gays are promiscuous and again.
Yeah.
And because no, they're not. Parang I know gay people and whatever.
Okay, thank you. Ron, I'm thinking mo, how can we?
So two things. Usually ang sinasabi ko lang ay one, education, and two, interaction. So education meaning you educate yourself or educate others, try to find out as much as you can about LGBT rights and LGBT issues. Tapos yung second naman ay interaction. Madalas natin marinig na, for example, si Manny Pacquiao, di ba, sabi niya, I don't hate gays. Actually,
but
I even have friends and relatives who are gay.
Mm-hmm.
In this day and age, that doesn't mean anything. Wala nang yun, wala nang value yun. Kasi everyone knows
at least one person is LGBT.
Right. So let's take it to the next level. Interact. If you're a straight ally, interact with the people that you know who self-identify as LGBT and really find out. Hindi yung iyayabang nyo lang na may kilala akong gay or may kamag-anak ako na gay. Find out that they're coming out stories. Find out what their struggles are, find out what their aspirations are, and really try to understand their perspective of the world. Para hindi lang siya ganun sa level na may kilala akong bakla or may kilala akong lesbiana. But your knowledge is talagang based on interaction, not just yung kasi kilala ko siya.
Okay, I think tama yung sinabi mo. I mean, I think angkop na education and interaction yung sinabi mo. Dahil yung theme ng UP Babaylan, I think is...
It's educate to end the hate.
And UST.
USC.
University
Student Council.
Okay, educate to end the hate. And madaming dito sa discrimination and prejudice, nagsisimula sa schools. So, importante talaga yung education. Dea?
So, we're still on a straight ally, so can you? I think adding to what Ron said, because I also agree with the importance of learning more about the group and the cause that you support. Siguro one thing that I would like straight allies to keep in mind is to remember that, or to be open to the possibility that we might be carrying misconceptions na all along, even when we think that we are allies or that we are supportive of the community. Baka meron pa rin tayong mga baggage na mga napulot natin along yung our years of living in a, you know, a homophobic society. So, siguro that's one thing, to be open to the possibility na we still may have some homophobic or some heteronormative ideas in our minds na we still need to work on. So, yeah, parang just be willing to change our own ideas, our own language.
Okay. And Jamie, as someone na nasa school pa ngayon, like, ano yung tingin mong particular sa school environment na advice na mabibigay mo? I'm sure madaming mga instances ng bullying, prejudice, yeah, and discrimination.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone has mentioned that already na, and yeah, education, presence. But I think what's most important is just being aware. Because, like, everyone else, LGBTs have issues. Yeah, like everyone else, I mean, we have issues on academics, on relationships, and that shouldn't make us really different from straight people. So, being aware in itself could help in you being present on, say, activities like the Pride March on Thursday, or it could start. It could be the flicker you need to educate yourself. So, really. Just be aware and just be realistic that these things are actually happening.
Okay, so beyond yung interactions that you would normally experience on a day-to-day basis, like talking to your gay friends and relatives, paano kung hindi pa sapat yun? Like, what if I, as a straight supporter, want to learn more about what it means to be an LGBT, yung mga ano, experience nila, what should I do to learn more? Like, aside from just Googling and LGBT, that's basahin kayong Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I think that's
page.
Step one eh.
Yeah, most people would do that. Pero as someone who knows more than the, ano, than the usual people, what do you think?
So, di meron ka ng education, self-education, tapos meron ka interaction. Based on the interaction pa lang, depending on how you interact with people, with LGBT people, that's how you would determine what step three is. Meron ka ng step one, educate, step two, interaction, and then yung the most, at least from based on my experience, yung the most usual step three is attending training sessions, orientations. Kasi usually andun yung pagka may kilala ka and you find out new things about the topic, nagkaka ng interest, and then you start looking for pepper. And then you start looking for yung venues to learn. At marami yun, maraming NGOs, groups, student groups, who offer yung ganong kinds of sessions.
Okay, so aside from ito, alam natin na makakatulong yung pagiging aware of LGBT, the needs of the LGBT community, what they really are about, makakatulong yun to individuals to be better people as individuals. Pero I also know na very crucial yung LGBT support from the straight community. Why is this? Why is it crucial na mag-show ng support yung straight allies?
Partly because of yung marami kasing misguided notions about LGBT rights being special rights. Yeah. That a minority group is asking to be granted special treatment. So I think the support of straight allies can help show that LGBT rights are a concern of everyone, not just of LGBT people, but for as long as LGBT people are discriminated against, are bullied, are targeted with hate crimes, straight people are also affected by those things, affected negatively by those things, diba? Parang, like what we've talked about, parang we all of us have friends and family who are LGBT, diba? Parang, so we can all imagine how it would feel like to know what diba, yung the idea na your friends, your family are experiencing discrimination, so I think having straight allies, vocal straight allies, supports the idea that LGBT rights are important for everyone, not just for a specific subset.
One of the common misconceptions na madalas kong naririnig, lalo na nung nung isang taon nung nag-file yung ang landad for party list accreditation na hindi naman daw marginalized and hindi naman daw na-victimize yung LGBT community. I think you're in a position to tell us about how they are victimized as a part of the Pink Watch.
Well, first, I don't really believe that there is an LGBT community that is separate of the community as a whole. Kasi we are, you know, sons, daughters, mothers and fathers, we're functional members of society. And so, namamarginalize ang LGBTs in the sense, LGBT individuals,
yeah.
In the sense na there are cases wherein natatarget sila pagdating sa mga discrimination and hate crimes yung ganun nga. We at Pink Watch, formerly known as Hate Crime Watch, have collected data of LGBTs or identified or perceived that have been killed. And not just killed in parang homicide, talagang in a violent way, in a very brutal way.
Gratuitous violence talaga.
And parang yun na yung pinaka worst na na experience ng LGBT individuals. Pero ang the more subtle ones naman is yung simpleng discrimination. Ayun nga, na like example for the transgenders na hindi sila pinagrant ng yung pagkababae nila. For example, for trans women, ayun, nahihirapan silang pumasok ng CR, parang yun, such a simple thing na na-discriminate na sila pagdating sa ganun pala.
So sige, let's talk about the subtle ways that violence or discrimination can happen. Kasi importante yung point na na-raise mo, hindi kailangan na may physical violence, like sinusuntok or sinasaksak or binabaril para magkaroon ng discrimination. Merong mga more subtle forms. Ang isa kong naiisip is kahit yung mga supposedly harmful comments na kunyari, bakit ka matatakotin? Bakla ka yata eh, or bading ka yata eh. Or bakit ang hinhin mo naman? Or pagka babae, bakit hindi ka nagme-makeup? Tibu ka yata eh. So yung mga ganong bagay, of course, based yun dun sa premise na merong certain ways mag-express ang lesbians or gays or bisexuals. And of course, it's one of the most basic things na hindi yun yung case. So ano pa sa tingin nyo yung mga subtle pero very common ways na na-discriminate or na ma-marginalize yung LGBT individuals?
I guess yun, yeah. Yung people judging LGBT individuals on the way they act, like even on the way you sit or why you don't like to give your chair to some lady passenger.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? Simple things that we all think that these things are harmless, but really, they might not be. Lalo na kung LGBT individuals sila, diba? We don't have these similar stereotypes for straight people. So why should LGBTs have that?
Okay.
So maraming iba-ibang ways na yung mga like subtler forms of discrimination that we talk about. So yun nga yung mga parang stereotypes and even like I've seen this a lot when I'm with my LGBT friends, my many LGBT friends, and we are with other straight people and I notice a lot of comments na parang hindi talaga nila sinasadya pero very derogatory, like assuming that all gay people pay for sex or are always on the lookout for for sex workers, diba? Parang little things like that, diba? Very demeaning kasi parang ine-equate mo yung identity ng isang tao with these very broad stereotypes that are really not accurate. And so instead of knowing that person and taking the time to find out what that person likes, what that person is about, parang you just assume, make assumptions about who he or she is. So even minor things like that, we might not realize, pero nakakontribute tayo sa feelings of discrimination, of stigma ng mga LGBT people. Siguro maganda rin kasi pag-isipan. I like what Jamie said earlier about like LGBT people are also experiencing stress. The same kinds of stress that straight people experience, of like stress about grades or about work or about love life. Tapos, in addition to that, imagine having to deal with another source of stress, which is yung possibility na hindi ka pala tatanggapin ng mga people around you. Mm-hmm. So imagine having to deal with, like, every day of your life having to deal with thinking about, is it okay to be out to this person, this set of people? How out can I be? How much can I express? Parang nakakapagod din siya for LGBT people. And these are things that we take for granted, frequently take for granted as straight.
Yeah, like, for example, in the school or in the workplace, doon nagkakaroon yung mas additional stress nga caused by discrimination na parang LGBTs are forced to conform to the heteronormative culture. Na, for example, if you're biologically male and your expression is more feminine, parang you will be restricted from wearing your hair long or wearing makeup or whatever. And then in the workplace, ayun, may mga dinedeny na trabaho because they're LGBT, especially when it comes to transgenders. Kasi their papers, in the documents, are either biologically male or female, but then their appearance is the opposite of their biological sex.
What we need to remember is a lot of these things are sometimes not even deliberate because of the... because of the programming and how much it's ingrained in our mentality. Minsan kahit hindi sinasadya ng isang, even a straight ally, meron din mga hurtful expressions na kasi nakasanayan na. And even among LGBT people, meron din ganun na pag-iisip. For example, yung because of the mismatch of gender expression and sexual orientation. Yeah. In-expect na pag effeminate ang isang lalaki, automatically, bakla.
Attracted to men.
Na there's no acknowledgement na sexual orientation is divorced from gender expression. So, yung mga ganung pag-iisip na, sometimes even LGBT advocates who understand those concepts on a theoretical level, on a day-to-day basis, hindi naman nagta-translate. Meron pa din ganun may discrimination or may discriminatory remarks pa rin. So we just need to keep an open mind.
And about that, yun nga, na ignorance about the LGBT issues is not just for the straight people eh. Parang even within the LGBT community or yun, certain LGBT individuals, meron din yung may mga sarili, may mga kanya-kanyang prejudice towards other LGBTs.
So, nanggagaling yung pressure or yung discrimination not only from those that we consider bigoted or prejudiced or yung mga super ultra conservative, pero kahit yung mga straight allies or even members of the LGBT community itself na nakakatulong sa perpetuate. So, we understand why this problem is so difficult to tackle. Ang daming kailangan maintindihan, yung heteronormativity, yung pagkakaroon ng pagkakaiba ng gender expression and gender identity. Madaming concepts, pero we have to take small steps. And eventually, things will get better, pero we have to make an effort. And one of the things that you can do is support yung mga events this week. Ano ba yung mga naka-line up natin?
Since na-mention nga namin sa umpisa na this week is Pride Week, UP Pride Week, on Thursday, that we will have the Pride March.
Sa Friday merong forum. On select topics. Ang naalala ko yung anti-discrimination bill. Pag-uusapan sa organized by NC Pagay. I can't remember.
And on Wednesday is Pink Shirt Day. So people in UP are encouraged to wear pink.
Okay.
Pink shirts. Tuesday is the opening of the 20 questions exhibit in the AS lobby. That's in the morning. But your exhibit is all throughout the week. And in the afternoon naman is the forum on Alan Turing. Yeah, who is one of
Anyway, all of this information will be posted on the website. Just stay tuned.
Just go to this link.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to plug or remind our audience of, our millions of viewers?
Well, since we're talking about UP and Pride Week, if you're interested, FFPPD applications are ongoing, so send your information, if any, to FFPPDilaman@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for watching our very professional podcast. That's also a video. And educate to end the hate.
Yeah, yes.
Dapat in unison yun.
Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Educate to end the hate.
Okay, now back to playing tarot.
Okay, thank you very much. See you next time. Okay.
Yeah. Let's, we can make it a game.
TV.
So, lang mga comments.
Tekwa na to.
Two.